AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden focuses on Ukraine today as he hosts the Chancellor of Germany. The two will reiterate that Ukraine can't win against Russia unless it receives more military aid. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke in an interview with Tucker Carlson. He repeated his claim the invasion of Ukraine in 2022 was to protect Russian interests. President Biden will likely be more careful of his words going forward after reporters last night questioned him about a segment of the special counsel report on his mishandling of classified documents. Biden was described in an interview as being with an elderly man with a hazy memory.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I became president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
The president's reiterated the special counsel's finding there won't be criminal charges and was angered over references to his mental state, although he did make a gaffe about meeting with the leader of Egypt. Evacuations have been ordered in southern Gaza, a sign that Israel's ramping up its attack on another Hamas stronghold.
Israel has bombed a part of Rafah. At least 8 people were killed overnight. Meanwhile, UNICEF's executive director is warning that there are more than 600,000 children and their families there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Blount County, Tennessee, Sheriff James Barring announces a traffic stop gone bad last night in which a driver opened fire, killing a deputy and wounding another.
We had officers killed tonight. A traffic stop.
Audio courtesy of News Nation. A suspect's been named but is still at large. Chicago authorities say an overnight fire damaged the iconic Palace Grill. It's an eatery that opened up in 1938, filled with memorabilia. This is AP News. Super Bowl Sunday, and a long tradition will be observed again for a unique trio of fans.
Three football fans are gathering in Las Vegas this weekend for the 58th Super Bowl. The three fans in their 80s claim to have never missed a national championship game. They are Don Christman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel, who splits his time between Florida and Pennsylvania. Eaton says the three of them...
We're probably friends for life now, you know. There's something unique.
And there's one way their Super Bowl streak could break.
When we die and we're gone, the streak will be broken.
Chrisman, Eaton, and Henschel are hoping they can make it to the 60th edition of the Super Bowl in 2 years. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Usher says it's been a challenge to fit a 30-year musical career into just 13 minutes for the halftime show, but that's what he's doing at the Super Bowl on Sunday. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.